Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. Short intro again. Why? I don't know. We got a lot to talk about though. So here we are. Today we're recording a day early because tomorrow I'm likely to spend the entire way at a mechanic shop, or at least most of the day. I got to take the car in. I don't know. We'll see. You know, at least they have chairs and it smells like motor oil. So, you know, it's manly. Speaking of manly, I do have my hot, delicious beverage next to me. It's a local coffee roaster, and they have something called Highlander Grog, and this stuff will put hair on your chest. It doesn't matter whether you're 5 or 80, you're going to sprout hairs. It's good stuff. I mean, you can stand your spoon up in it, and you pull out the spoon, and it's half-eaten. It's strong, but we got so much to discuss today. There's so many things happening, as always. You know, we should probably go to twice a week, given how much stuff there is to talk about. And I know now, yeah, please do it. Well, you know, I got kids and bills to pay and you know, a wife to feed. So, you know, time is precious. But allow me to sip from my delicious beverage as my throat is a wee bit parched, and we're going to get right into it. All right. We begin today with story time with Uncle Mike. So, you know, if you have your chamomile tea handy, blow the steam away and take a sip. Once upon a time, there was a man that hit his thumb with a hammer. And he hit his thumb with a hammer really, really hard. And he's sitting there holding his hand and his thumb is just getting bigger and redder. And someone comes along and goes, "Hey, did you hit your thumb with a hammer?" And the man says, "Yes, I did." "Try hitting your head with the hammer next." And apparently Target stores have heard the same story because even after they hit themselves with the hammer in the thumb, they decided to bludgeon themselves in the head. We talked about them last week about what is commonly known in the retail space as a shrinkage. But between last week and this week, many a thing has come out about Target, and I think my American prophetic about Target going bankrupt isn't that far-fetched. And given what's happening, I don't think they're long for this world, as the kids like to say, because not only have they doubled down on stupid, they've tripled down and gone all in. If you don't know what I'm talking about, not only is Target, and they're actually taking it down in some stores because there was such a backlash. They were putting out, I guess, children's bathing suits with tuck capability. If you don't know what that is, it's better that you don't. But boys that pretend to be girls and wear girls' bathing suits, they have a little extra something that may hang out at certain angles. Well, this swimwear is tuck-friendly. So, you know, I'm sure you can imagine it, not that you want to. And there was such an uproar that they're moving things around. On the heels of that, they've also hired a trans Satanist to design satanic kids pride clothing. And by the way, I know we're starting off grim again, but there is a silver lining and I am hopeful of something. These people are so obnoxious. These people are so in your face crazy that I think there is a chance of reversing the momentum that we're seeing. Because if you think that all of these, you know, new promotions weren't planned long ago and that they're rolling them out systematically, you don't understand how the business world works. It's not like somebody woke up, you know, 3 days ago and said, hey, we should make a gay Raptor. If you don't know, yes, Ford Motor Company, the American Motor Company. They have a Ford Raptor, which is probably the manliest truck they have. And they wrapped it in a rainbow flag because they're so inclusive. You know, and there was backlash to that because, you know, I'm sorry. There's no preening homosexuals or confused gender-fluid individuals driving Raptors. All right? The people that are driving Raptors, not even construction workers because I guess they're pricey. I don't know. I'm not a truck guy. But I'm assuming they're close to the 100K mark. So it's probably guys that hire construction workers, you know, guys who run crews, stuff like that. They're usually the ones driving the Raptors and drinking the beer. And so, you know, they should have probably taken a hint from the Bud Light saga. But these people think that if they push it in your face long enough, you're actually going to accept it. Because they did the same thing with homosexuality back in the day. I know you have a short memory span. I get it. Maybe it's the aspartame. Stop eating sweet and low. But I remember when they were pushing the homosexual agenda every show. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And every single thing that came out was something about how great the homosexual community is. They thought they could do the same push with transgenderism. The only problem is the transgenders are targeting children. All right, there are drag queen parties that are pulling out of doing the drag queen party because it was no children allowed. What if children were not on the menu, as the saying goes, what would them not being allowed to you know, come and see, to attend, why would that bother you in the least? People are waking up to the reality that this is a concerted effort by evil people to destroy the next generation of children. So, Target, you know what? Bankruptcy couldn't have happened to a better company. I hope you go belly up tomorrow. I hope people not only rob your stores, they light fires and defecate inside your stores before running out. Because you deserve it. Oh, what about love? No, I have no love to spare for this. Listen to this. Okay, some queer bot with a septum ring and a ginger mustache is the designer. And guess what the most popular shirt that he came up with? Satan respects pronouns. Yes, if your pronoun is stupid, he respects you to no end. This is what we're dealing with, and people aren't standing for it anymore. We get it, okay? Fine. Gay marriage, homosexuals are smarter, they're color coordinated and better than everyone else. Whatever, leave me. But when you're targeting my kids, when you're actively seeking to mutilate children and confuse them for no other reason than to buy your trash shirts, people need to go to war. I'm not saying walk into Target with a flamethrower. I know they're hard to come by since Vietnam. So I'm not expecting you to pull one out of your attic. But do what people have done with Bud Light. Stop giving them your money. Avoid Target like you would cancer. Avoid Target like you would a lump on the side of your neck. Avoid Target like you would a tumor. Even if they said all clothing 98% off, avoid it. I will pay full price at the Walmart. And if Walmart decides to go the way of Target, guess what? I'll go to the Amish. I'll give them $50 to make me some itchy denim clothes that'll last me a lifetime. So there. You have to get serious about this stuff because the other side is serious about this stuff. But let's get, look at this. One sip of coffee and I'm a rocket ship headed to Mars. Maybe Mars will be a safe place. No mushroom clouds there yet. We'll see. You know. Oh, by the way, I'm gonna because I'm gonna forget. because I wanted to get into something last week and we just ran out of time. But I know I said it. I remember I went long with it, and I even got some feedback. They'd never do that. Yeah, I mean, it's a united front against Russia. All of the world is against them now. Come on, just wait until Europe starts throwing Ukraine under the bus. Because all Vladimir Putin had to do was wait. He has shown more self-restraint than any other nation, even though you could say that certain things that we've done, that the Europeans have done, can be considered an act of war. Sat back, did nothing. Now, guess what? American prophetic. I know I should go on with the pink-haired lady. By the way, we have a new update to heaven. I don't want to spoil it for you because we're going to get into it hopefully at some point. But all I'm going to say is this. Just two words. Talking squirrels. See, that's how you hook. I know we seem like we're a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants sort of put-together kind of program, and you wouldn't expect me to know something called the hook. And yet, I know, I surprise you with my genius, my verbal eloquence, and my perspicacity every day. Or every week, maybe bi-weekly at some point. Because again, the news, it's a fire hydrant. You can't drink from this. I remember when we used to drink from the water hose back in California. At first, the water would come out really hot, smelling like the metal that the tip of the hose was made of. And you know, sometimes when we want to make fun of a kid, we turn it on just a little bit. They get their mouth to it. And then you turn it on full bore, and it just splash him in the face. This is a fire hydrant, kids. You can't. There's no way you can drink from this. It's just every single day it's something new. But, like I said, here's the hook. You ready? Talking squirrels. Now you're going to have to listen for the whole 50, 48 odd minutes that we have left, huh? I want talking squirrels in heaven. Tell me more. I will. But, Germany investigating whether Ukraine bombed the Nord Stream pipes. Oh, now it's getting the spicy, no? Because right now the Germans are realizing that without Russian gas, they're not going to be long for this world as far as an economic power. And so Germany's domestic equivalent of the Federal Bureau of the Eye, if they're as moral and forthright and law-abiding as our FBI, then I'm not holding out much hope. But they're considering leads pointing towards Ukraine being the author of last year's explosions, which destroyed a key energy pipeline in the Baltic Sea. Seriously argued theories fingering every party to the Ukraine war for the Nord Stream blast have been made since underwater explosive charges took out the key route for importing natural gas from Russia to Europe last year. Now, I know it's a conspiracy theory, but even allowing for the blubbering mess that Mr. Robinette Biden is, he's the only world leader that foreshadowed the fact that we'll just get rid of it. So either this is a red herring where the Germans are trying to take the heat off the Americans, but it's a little late, or they're throwing the Ukrainians under the bus because they need the Russians more than they want live Ukrainians. That's the way it always works. I told you, I warned you, but you do stuff in Ukraine. Yes, we help people. We feed people. We clothe people. We provide shelter whenever we can. It could be Russians, too. I don't care. They're still people. They still need food. I'm not actively going to war against the Russians, nor am I actively supporting the war against Ukraine. We're helping human beings survive. Not taking a side. I know, but why don't you want Ukraine to win? Because Ukraine can't win. All right, I'm sorry, this isn't the second grade, and I don't want a unicorn for my birthday. Right now, they're finally, they've been able to keep a lid on this for a long time. With all the problems, we're pushing them back, we're attacking Russia, we're going to be in Moscow tomorrow. Now, what is it? Bakhmut's gone. Russians have it. There was a Ukrainian general that I'm assuming probably going to get sent on vacation somewhere in Siberia that came out and said, you people need to stop, you know, glad-handing each other. We're not winning anything. We're winning. We're losing, and we're losing hard. And this guy was a general. I'm sure that he's not going to be on television anytime soon anymore. But it's starting to leak out that you know, hey, propaganda is fine until it's not. Remember Baghdad Bob back in the day? We are pushing back the Americans. Behind him, you could see American tanks rolling into Baghdad. And he was still insisting that we're winning. Saddam's going to ride out on a stallion with a saber, cut tanks in half by the power of Allah. Well, apparently he didn't. So, this coffee, I'm telling you, whoo, never mind land of milk and honey. Give me a land of Highlander grog. I'm there. Because the devil likes to foreshadow his plans. And this is another one of those spiritual lessons that we may have to get into at some point because it's important. The devil will always tell you what he's going to do. Let that sink in. The devil will tell you what he is going to do. And he's betting on the fact that you're not going to believe him. Because his plans are so ostentatious that you're like, that could never be, until it is. WHO chief Tedros warns of quote-unquote possible disease deadlier than coronavirus. Now, when do you think this possible deadlier disease than the coronavirus will make its way on the world stage? I'm thinking maybe 3 months before the next presidential in the United States. About 3 months before those elections. I think that's when, oh my goodness, this is worse than the coronavirus. It's a 99.8 survivability rate. What are we going to do? We should start digging our own graves. So that's the devil foreshadows his plans. I know you're like, they can't do it again. Yeah, most people were sheep enough to go fall for it the first time. Deadlier. By how much? 0.0001%. Still, technically not wrong. The threat of another deadly pathogen emerging with even more catastrophic potential than the Chinese coronavirus cannot be ruled out in the future, the head of the World Health Organization, or the WHO, warned Tuesday. I know it's not the WHO. That was a band, I think. It's the WHO, but still funny, kind of. We need to laugh. Mirth is good. And the talking squirrels will only take you so far as far as humor goes. So you need things in between. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told the World Health Assembly Forum in Geneva, Switzerland, the possibility of another public health crisis must be addressed and not kicked down the road. Well, we can kick it down the road until next June, July maybe. But then we have to take it seriously, even if we're trying to rebrand the monkeypox. And nobody's falling for it. It's like, yeah, it doesn't, no, sorry. I know Chicago right now is experiencing an increase in the monkeypox, which is hilarious. I read that on the news. I'm like, well, you know, hey. You do the sin, you pay the full Monty. That's the way things go. Nothing's free in life, kids. Consequences. Sometimes they'll bite you right in the tuchus. He also claimed that despite the darkest days of the pandemic having passed, a doomsday variant with the power to rock the world back to square one, could still spawn. So what is square one in Mr. Tedros's opinion? Right, we're going to be cave dwellers and start fires with flint and stones again? But it will help save the planet. Oh, no, there's no agenda there. So many conspiracy theories. I mean, what's that goober kid? The one that, how dare you? She's a doctor in theology now, by the way. So she's probably going to come out and say, yeah, it would be good. Greta Thunberg is a doctor in theology. So that tells you what a doctorate in theology is worth nowadays. Honorary, mind you, but still. So she's probably going to come out and support Dr. Tedros's opinion and say that it will be a good thing for the planet in the end, because if we go back to square one, you know, then the planet shall breathe anew or something. The threat of another variant emerging that causes new surges to disease and death remain. I'm reading it verbatim, so yes, somebody is a very poor writer. I know you're thinking to yourself, you should probably write articles for them. I'm good. I got kids I want to see grow up. So I fill my time with their presence as much as I can. I do this because I think it's a net positive for the children of God and for the people of God, and it offers a different opinion that's not tethered in any preconceived notion or denominational dogma that would make me, well, rising phoenix, I don't believe it. Well, you know, it's happening. I mean, if somebody sets your car on fire, it's still going to burn whether you believe it or not. If you go sit in it, you're going to get hot. So furthermore, in the face of overlapping and converging crises, pandemics are far from the only threat we face. I'm sure Dr. Tedros knows. When the next pandemic comes a-knocking, and it will, he said, we must be ready to answer decisively, collectively, and this is the best one, open your ears, kids, and equitably. I know. What does that mean? Look it up. These people have an agenda, and they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. They don't stop. They don't breathe. And the only thing that puts a dent in their plans, the only thing that makes them skip a beat, is you and your checkbook, you and your pocketbook, because they don't have an infinite money supply. Right now, cash reserves are drying up at a ridiculously terrifying rate. They're counting on you to overlook the indecency of trying to push transgenderism on children. I was going to get into this last week, but I didn't have the time. This is why I think there is a ray of hope. Just consider the obnoxiousness, the level of just idiocy that you have to embrace. You know, last week was Mother's Day. To all the mothers out there, God bless you. Thank you for having children. What else can I say? This is the world we live in. You thank a mother for having kids. Now, LGBTQ activists opted to use Mother's Day as an opportunity to share their talking points, promoting their attempt at erasing women, as some of them proudly declared. Again, kids, cover your ears. Go get Grandpa a sarsaparilla. They proudly declared that not all mothers have vaginas. Now, yes, they do, first of all. Let's just get that over with, because, well, what are you saying? That's what I'm, yes, they do. I knew someone with gallbladder stones once. They were trying to pass the stones. And the shrieks and howls I heard coming from a man that was simply trying to urinate because he was trying to pass a stone will likely haunt me well into my 80s if I live that long. So if one of these activists, being far ahead of all of us simple people that still insist that mothers have vaginas, can pass a baby through their member, then I will be convinced of my folly. Given that a kidney stone makes men cry like they were babies, chances are better than good they're not going to be able to pass an actual baby through their components. God made male and God made female because he looked upon Adam and he was too happy. I kid, ladies, please don't. No letters. I kid. I love. See, I can't even say that because then I'm sure Beth Moore found it's like Pierre Delecto's file of women. They take it out of context. I was going to say, I love women. I love a woman. I love my wife. But I respect women who pursue motherhood. So I'm not making fun, but we need to laugh. You can't be reading this every day, looking at what's going on, and not want to look for the button to push that makes the mushroom cloud go boof. You have to laugh. You have to look at this and roll your eyes and go, okay. Elsewhere, an individual who appears to be a biological man took a selfie with the caption, "Happy Mother's Day, trans women are mothers too." No, you're not. You're a mentally ill man pretending to be a woman. Can we please stop indulging this nonsense? The individual added the captions, hashtag, because, you know, that's, we're here. And we're staying and we'll fight you for it. With what? Hashtags? Huh? Is that what you're going to fight with? Hashtags? Hashtag trans women are women. Hashtags trans mama bear. Hashtag trans mothers. Hashtag mental institution. Hashtag lobotomy. Another disheartening video found on social media features a confused child affirming her pink-haired father's gender confusion, deeming him her mom. And now you understand why they're going after the kids. Because if you can convince kids that this is normal, the next generation is going to look so circus-like that if you're a person without a face tattoo that still has all their accoutrement as God intended, you'll be singled out as the weirdo. So yes, I think this, they're so obnoxious, they're going to make people just throw their hands up and go, no, we can't. Another post shows a video of a biological man celebrating his first Mother's Day with his oldest child. It's the first time I get to celebrate Mother's Day, and I got my first Mother's Day gift. Don't enable this. Why are you enabling crazy? Because this is what it is. And look, they've already shown their hand. Being demonically inspired, they have no choice but to foreshadow what they're planning and what they want. They don't want acceptance. They want supremacy. They want to silence anyone that opposes them. There's a Christian teacher that was banned from the profession of teaching because he called students girls in the classroom. This is where we've gotten. So yes, Target deserves to go bankrupt. Make every Target a homeless shelter. Dig a giant hole in the middle for people to defecate in. because that's what it is. It's a representation of the target. I can't. I know, brother, we have to show love. No, you don't. There was a guy that was following the apostles that seemed non-offensive enough. Oh, this man heals by the power of God. Paul knew what he was. And he rebuked him. Stop thinking that we have to love evil. There's no such thing. There's no blending of light and darkness. Your wolf shepherds are teaching you to bow your head before this sort of behavior because they've been bought and paid for. And by the time you realize what's happening, it's the godless that are standing up and going, this is too far. This is insane. It's not church folk. Andy Stanley's still standing there salivating over the trans community and how helpful they are. They helped him coordinate his button-down shirt with his belt. If you're looking for leadership and guidance from your shepherds, you're out of luck, kid. They're compromised because they thought they knew where the ship was going. Every other company, boom, 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 oh, trans acceptance. It's not even June yet. Can you imagine what starting next week's going to be like? I pray to go colorblind. Rainbow flags, oh, in front of churches, of course. Why not? Regulators in Britain have banned a Christian teacher from the profession for life for misgendering a student in what is believed to be the first case of its country, of its kind in the country. Oh, that's England. If you don't think it's coming here, you don't understand the plan of the enemy. The Teaching Regulation Authority has ruled that Joshua Stucliffe, 33, formerly of Sherwell School at Oxford, should be banned from the teaching profession for failing to use the so-called preferred pronouns of a girl student who identified as a boy, which they claimed amounted to not providing the pupil with dignity and respect. Admitted that there was an instance, in which he praised a group of students by saying, "Well done, girls," during a maths lesson, which apparently was enough for a student to feel misgendered. There you go. Feelings. It's not about biology. It's about feelings. This is where we are. It's not where we're headed. This is where we are. I'm waiting for the first lawsuit. Because all it takes is one. I keep telling you this and you don't listen. All it takes is one to get through the goalpost. Same with the presidential elections. I'm sorry, those of you hopeful for 2024, I'm still going to do my duty as a citizen. I'm still going to go vote. It will not be with any enthusiasm or hope. Let's just put it that way. Why do you think a man that doesn't know he's pooped his pants half the time is so certain about his victory repeat? Because the machine's in place. 2016 was a fugazi for them. They planned to cheat. They didn't plan to cheat enough. But 2020 showed us we're not going to make the same mistake twice. So I love you. I know you hate me now because I ruined 2024 for you. But these people aren't giving up. And the only way to make a dent is with your pocketbook. Stop giving them your money. If you live in L.A., if you live in California, and you're a fan of baseball, don't go see the Dodgers. Because, again, and I look, we're going with the my enemy's enemy is my friend. All right? So are you promoting Catholicism? Stop. It's bigger than that. But apparently, the Dodgers have Well, they said they weren't welcome, and then they backed down and re-invited an anti-Christian gay transgender group, the Sister of Perpetual Indulgence, to their Pride Night on June 16th. These individuals, mentally ill as they are, dress up as nuns and use crosses and crucifixes as props. Now I know, they're Catholics. Well, you know, they don't discriminate when it comes to persecuting you. All they see is Christian. They put everyone in the same bucket, Catholic, Protestant, evangelical. If you're not down for the mutilation, well, then we got a problem, don't we? Now that the Dodgers have reversed their decision to disinvite the hate group from its Gay Pride Night after acquiescing to Christians who were outraged that the group was set to get a community award at the game, Christians are again mounting efforts to denounce the team for re-inviting the LGBTQ group to the game. If you got tickets, burn them. Never buy Dodgers swag again. Never go to a game again. That's the way they get the message, because this was a concerted effort and a concerted push. From Bud Light to Target to Ford to the Dodgers, we're gonna take this hill. And once they planted their flag, guess what? Love is love. You can't judge minor attracted persons. They're already trying to legalize intercourse with a minor in Europe. Do you realize where we are? Sodom and Gomorrah, please. So I understand we're puritanical. We clutch our pearls very often when we hear certain words, but these people care about your sensitivity to words. They want you out of the picture, or bowing your head before the throne of transgenderism, pedophilia, homosexuality, and whatever else perversion they can come up with. And they have their people within the church, pastors, quote unquote, yes, I did the finger quotes, who are encouraging, consistently encouraging their parishioners to either just be quiet and take it, or embrace what's going on. Ooh, that was a big swallow. I almost choked. You would have heard me choke live on television. Well, we're not on TV, though. So you would have heard me choke live on a podcast, I guess. See, that's what happens to me when I drink too much caffeine. I'm all over the place. But fear not. And listen to me. I'm going to read one article, and then I'm going to go to another. And I need you to understand that there is a correlation between the two. Because for the longest time, the church has been told that you need to compromise a little and people will flock to your church. You can't be so stern. You can't be so set in your ways. You can't just, oh, the Bible says. And because individuals were more interested in how many people they could get under one roof, because they were more interested how many attendees they had every Sunday, they made those compromises thinking they would grow. A Southern Baptist Conference speaker actually said that newly converted gay people can stay married because God hates divorce. I know, it's like the devil to Jesus. It is written. Why don't you jump? Same kind of trickery. Rachel Gilson, by the way, if you don't know who she is, I didn't either. Apparently, she's hot stuff among the Baptists. God bless you, people. I know. What happened to... See, I can't. I'm not gonna punch below my weight. I'm not going to sucker punch you in the navel. Because we could talk about, because I thought the Baptists were supposed to be the Bereans of the evangelical denomination. We know our stuff, man. You Pentecostals with your Holy Spirit. We have the word. That's all we need. Well, Rachel Gilson also has the word. And she is an often cited source for Reformed folk looking to push an innovative and subversive message on same-sex theology. Frequently platformed and pushed by the Gospel Coalition, both in articles and videos and as a conference speaker, her writings have been featured at John Piper's Desiring God. Oh, Mr. Piper, perhaps you've taken your hand off the rudder for a bit too long there, sir. And at Liberal Rag Christianity Today. This is a biased article, by the way, if you haven't picked up on it, on the subtleties. She currently works at Campus Crusade for Christ. Again, I know. Where she's specifically giving leadership to staff, students, and churches on how to approach LGBT. Where's the Q? Are you disenfranchising the Q, Rachel Gilson? She's giving advice to leadership, staff, and students on how to approach the LGBT. Apparently, the Q don't matter. People and issues with grace and truth. Indeed. Her version, anyway. She's the author of the book, Born Again This Way. If you're not born again his way, are you really born again? That is my question to one Rachel Gilson, because I know I love eating cake and being thin, but I can't do both. I have to pick between eating cake all the time or being thinner. All I can say is cake is yummy. So, born again this way. And she's spoken extensively on same-sex issues on account of being a former practicing lesbian who is in a mixed orientation marriage. We're just making up words now. Now it's a mixed orientation marriage with a straight man, despite her still being exclusively attracted to women. Stop. Anyway, let's get to what she said, because I want to read to you what's happening in the Southern Baptist Convention and in the church. In a recent speech that she gave at an SBC conference, she said this. I don't know your parents. I'm not going to speak too particularly into it, right? This is to a question about supporting homosexual marriage. But as we think about the question of people in a same-sex marriage who maybe came to know the Lord, this is a real situation that I've encountered in my life. I met a woman recently in St. Louis who was actually in a marriage to a woman and was processing what to do because she had come to the Lord but her wife hadn't. We need to recognize in this situation that these are some very tender things. And if we just walk around being like, I've got some great ideas, like, you don't know anything. You don't know anything about what this relationship has been like, the joys that it provided, the heaviness it provided. Like, we never approach the situation with swagger. And so I'd say if someone in a same-sex marriage comes to know the Lord, it's not like, okay, what we got to deal with first is your same-sex marriage. All right, so this is who the SBC is promoting, the Southern Baptist Convention, including John Piper of Desiring God. I don't think he had a personal hand in it. I think he has enough integrity to say nay nay to something like this, but underlings, they have opinions. There's that, and then there's this. The SBC loses over 450,000 members in 2022. It's the largest drop in membership in 100 years. But why? We opened our arms wide to the LGBT community. Maybe it was because you didn't include the Q. I don't know. Or maybe, just maybe, 450,000 people in 2022 realized that you were not meeting their spiritual needs, that you had become just a lighter version of the Presbyterians or the Methodists or everyone else that is bending over backward to insist that you can have your cake and eat it too. You can be in open rebellion and still go to heaven for only $49.99 a month. We take Zelle, PayPal, EBT, Snap, or you can send it in the form of, I don't know, Hot Pockets. Because apparently Hot Pockets are now a commodity. A man shot his roommate over a Hot Pocket recently in Kentucky. He shot his roommate in the buttocks after the victim ate the last Hot Pocket in the freezer. Imagine what he would have done if it was a hungry man. See, again, humor, you got to have it, because the gnome, otherwise known as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen Sunday, said that June 1st remains a hard deadline for raising the federal debt limit. With the odds quite low that the government will collect enough revenue to bridge to June 15th when more tax receipts are due. Well, that's why we have 80-odd thousand IRS agents that are now qualified to carry firearms. They'll just come around your house and take stuff that's worth something to bridge the gap till June 15th. These people don't know. Look, if you're still trusting that those in government, from the Fed to Janet Yellen to the Treasury to everyone else, if you still think that they have a clue, or that if they have a clue, they're telling you the truth, I can't help you. To recap, the Fed chair went from transitory inflation to sticky inflation, from no recession to a soft landing recession to a hard landing recession to, oh my goodness, we're going to die. You have to understand that these people have not a clue. Or if they do, they're so fearful of how the American citizen, the average American citizen, will react that they're just keeping it under wraps for as long as humanly possible. I know that I'm starting to sound like a broken record, but we're not in a good place. I could either tell you that or tell you that Lizzo, and if you don't know who Lizzo is, female version of the Goodyear blimp with a darker pigment. I know. Are you body shaming? I'm body shaming Lizzo. The girl is elephantine, yet she says she's the new beauty standard. But Lizzo's in Nebraska, not to share her music or the love of the flute, but to push transgenderism on children. Don't let any laws tell you who you are not. Indeed. Take your mama's garden shears, go in the attic, and have at it. You can be a girl if you want to. This is madness. This is literal madness. As has become customary, and again, I don't like repeating myself, but I feel it necessary. ¿Dónde está la iglesia? For those of you that don't live in California and have no clue what I just said, where is the church? Because as I said, the people pushing back on this aren't church-going folk. They're just angry moms and dads that go to work from 9 to 5 and they see the culture collapsing around them. I know. Well, what about, you know, people? There's nobody that's good or decent. No, it's what are you talking about? People do have shame. And people do have morals. Even if they're not attending church, they're looking at what's going on and going, this is wrong. The church folks are sitting on their hand. They're opening their pews and their pulpits to drag queen shows. So before you start poo-pooing the godless for something they're doing, look at the church for what it's not. Oh, we're waiting, Brother Mike. We're waiting to pick our battle. You're out of battles. What battle are you going to pick after this? Come on. Stop. If you're a coward, you're a coward. Be a coward. That's fine. But don't judge people who are actively trying to resist the darkness. Even if they don't happen to belong to your denomination or don't happen to attend church, stand beside them while you're standing beside them, not shopping at Target. Maybe whisper to them, hey, do you know Jesus? But it would not be a complete program if we were not to tap into the wisdom and the effervescent prophetic voice of the pink-haired lady and see her latest revelation. Because what does it matter that the world is going to hell in a handbasket? As long as we can look forward to the talking squirrels in heaven. Now, again, if you want a silver lining, apparently only little kids are asking this woman questions. Adults have realized she needs to be institutionalized, and so they've stopped. But Sanner Sina, an 8-year-old, asked the prophetess, Cat, are there singing squirrels and talking flowers in heaven? Again, she's 8 years old, so she wanted to know if there's singing squirrels and talking flowers. I get it. My 8-year-old, soon to be 9, loves squirrels. I believe they are the handmaids of the devil sent to vex my soul because they keep eating my bird seed that I put out for birds. Anyway, that's beside the point. Her answer was this. I have seen, both while I was in heaven, so I can adamantly tell you absolutely yes. This woman spends a lot of time in heaven. She saw talking flowers and singing squirrels. Never mind rideable dragons and unicorns. So, the flowers have faces. Yes, they sing. Whole meadows sing sometimes. And yes, squirrels do. Not just squirrels. Most of the creatures or most of what you would call an animal, especially all your pets, they all talk. Are we going to get into the pets in heaven thing? Because now the last two ladies that were holding out hope for me are about to go on a jihad. This is not second grade. You're an adult. Be an adult. Stop with the fantasies. Read the book. It'll tell you what heaven is and what heaven isn't. I can't. There are groups of squirrels that actually are called greeters. And when someone comes to heaven, when they come home to heaven, so apparently the whole eschatology and theology of biblical doctrines out the window because people are just shooting up to heaven whenever. No dead rising up when Jesus comes. They're already there partying with the talking squirrels. Huh? And when someone comes home to heaven, they will actually go in this group, and they will actually sing and dance for the people welcoming them to heaven. I can imagine some older type stuffy person. And here they are opening the door, and here's this group of squirrels ready to sing and dance. And I'm not kidding. The Holy Spirit makes sure it all happens. If there's something you don't like, you'll change when you get there. So, just to, you know, crib note this thing. The Holy Spirit has been reduced to making squirrels sing. Everybody goes to heaven whenever. And apparently you're going to get mind wiped like Hillary Clinton with wiping her server. And you will get inputted into you a appreciation and likeness for squirrels. Am I in rebellion for disliking squirrels? That is the question of the hour. Should I repent for desiring ill things upon the squirrels that eat my bird food? I guess that answer will have to wait until next week. So, to those of you still listening, God bless you. Thanks for listening. I hope I made you smile, because you need to. Don't get bitter. Jesus told us these things were coming. We're just checking off things right now. And yes, there is a heaven that Jesus went to prepare. And I think that Jesus has enough taste not to include singing squirrels in the mix. But that's just me. Anyway, Gino, if you got anything to say after this hour, have at it. Until next time, peeps, God bless you.
Very informative. And what I want to say is what Dimitri would say to me. I asked him, what is going to propagate the judgment on America? And he would say the sin in the church. This was in 1988, 89, we go to Romania, 90. And I would just scratch my head about that back then and go, how's that possible? Until you hear about our show today and see the Andy Stanleys of the world that don't know their Bible, that allow evil and don't know that Isaiah 5:20 warns against it, warn to them that call evil good and good evil, and these leaders that the Baptist Church blindly follows. And it's exactly where we're at, that this is what's going to allow God's judgment. It's the same thing with artists, Christian music artists, that come out for gay marriage or can't say homosexuality is a sin. And then guess what? They go right into the world. And they're friends of the world. They're lauded by the world. Done great damage to the kingdom because people follow these people. And that's the tragedy of the church wanting to blend in and be so millennial-minded and so current that you got the Hillsong guy from New York coming out in his nice coiffed hair and fancy blue jeans and cool look, but yet living like the devil. So God help America and help the church to have discernment and help people to really be able to discern wolves from sheep. Anyways, this is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. Thanks for listening. And let your friends know about the program, and we will have it up shortly. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.